that don't realize.
Don't know any better.
what does this whole experience say to you about where our country is?
Maybe it always has been.
I'm a little pessimistic, so I don't want. I wish I could be more optimistic about the future, but it seems to me that, I had a lot of high hopes for Obama. I was in Grant Park, and I was very excited, and I haven't seen a lot of change. He talked about change, so I haven't seen it, and I don't know what we do. I mean, I don't know what we do to get back the Democratic Party or, to get back progressive. Well, we need a third party in this country because the Democrats appear to be completely bought and paid for. And, I think the argument that, well, we're not as bad as the Republicans is not really an exciting argument to go and vote. So.
Jerry?
Yeah, I'm interested in your sort of personal relationship with your clients and if you feel that they trust you and how wary they may have been at first of you and seeing you as sort of part of the machinery of the U.S. legal system and how difficult that bridge was to.
My client doesn't trust me at all. And part of it is because of the things I was saying, is that, my relationship with him was sort of undermined because he was, right when I went to go see him, he was told he was cleared for transfer, which wasn't true. My client does seem to like Candace for some reason. So I don't know what magic she worked with him, but he doesn't like me, doesn't trust me, doesn't understand. If I ask him questions, he thinks I'm interrogating him. And I don't blame him. I mean, he's been there. His only experience for 7 years was with interrogators. And
do you think from your experience as being another attorney that it actually matters sort of what sort of type of law they practice in representing clients? Or is it all sort of nonsense and bullshit?
What do you mean the type of law?
The type of law, right? So you're representing these men. Right, but your background is criminal defense, and Candace is in civil rights. And so you both have a certain unique approach to clients, correct? And so my question does it make a difference, or from your experience of seeing other cases, is there a certain type of law that someone practices and it makes them more successful in representing men or
Candace? I'll let Candace answer, because my experience is so limited, because it's just my one client. He doesn't like me, he doesn't trust me. So whatever I've done has not, I haven't done him any good. I've been representing him since 2007.
There, it's funny, there's a lot of attorneys from the big firms that are representing men at Guantanamo. And some of these attorneys are tax attorneys, corporate attorneys. But I will tell you, almost without a doubt, everybody takes this very seriously. And they've all, since I've been watching this for 5 years now, I have watched so many attorneys leave their practices and go work for NGOs, go move into the public sector. People who are successful partners in big law firms making lots of money. So it's made a big impact, I think, on almost all of us. And no matter what our background has been, I think we've all kind of put ourselves into it.
Are there any detainees that do not have attorneys? If these individuals were to be released, would they have a cause of action against the government for wrongful prosecution or false arrest or something of that sort?
Yeah.
I'll answer the second one. I mean, they would have a cause of action, but the courts won't hear it. I mean, every detainee that has had very strong evidence of mistreatment and wrongful imprisonment has been shut down by the U.S. courts.
On what ground?
National security, classified. It's too dangerous to even have their case heard, to have discovery. So I think the chances of anyone getting any my hope is to get my client released back home someday. When he talks about he wants his money back that they took from him when they grabbed him in Afghanistan. He had a motorcycle and he had some money in his store. He wants that back. Even that, I think, is very unlikely. If I could get him sent back home someday, I would feel like I've helped them.
Congress actually passed a law in 2006 forbidding them to have a cause of action for any damages. There are some men at Guantanamo that still do not have, I can't say still do not have attorneys. Some have fired their attorneys because what good have we done? I mean, my one client is out of there. I can't really say it's because of me. Maybe I can take some little credit for it, but, you know, they didn't have any reason to hold him, and he managed to get out of there. My other client, you know, he trusts me. He, you know, whatever I say, he will do. He just wants to get out of there. But for a while, he wouldn't. I mean, like Len had, he didn't fire me because he wouldn't see me to fire me. But I went there for months, for many visits, when he just refused to see me. And I didn't know why. And I stopped seeing him for about a year because I just thought, I'm not going to pay for a translator to go there and then find out that he's not going to see me again. So for a year and a half or so, I had no contact with him. And then one time I was there and I just decided, you know, I'll check in with him again. And he was just as happy to see me, and we never discussed what happened. And I've never asked him since, you know, what went on. But I mean, you know, it's a very difficult situation to be in, representing somebody where none of the rules are in play. You know, none of the rules that we think should be applied in court proceedings work.
Tell us what you go through in terms of your procedures for actually going down there. Where do you fly to? How do you get back and so forth?
You fly a commuter plane from Fort Lauderdale, Florida to the base. There's a long procedure to get approval for the visit. I've had visits approved and then canceled at the last moment because it's completely in the jurisdiction of the Department of Defense. They can decide they can't accommodate a visit at the last moment. You can have paid for your ticket and your translator. It doesn't matter. So you go to Fort Lauderdale, and from Fort Lauderdale, it's a 3-hour commuter flight on a prop plane to get to Guantanamo base. Guantanamo is sort of on the eastern part of Cuba. You can't fly over Cuban airspace, so it's quite a long flight. You stay on one side of the base, and then you take a ferry in the morning over to the prison side. And once you're on the prison side, you have to have a chaperone with you at all times.
Okay, Jim.
What you've described is right out of pre-war Germany and the Nazis making up the rules as they went to justify whatever injustices they perpetrated. From your description, much of what has taken place is already classified as a war crime by international bodies, et cetera, and even by the U.S. federal law, as far as I understand it, not being a lawyer. Is it possible that many of the, or some of the people involved in the perpetration of these crimes will be put on a list of an international tribunal, like they have in Spain, for instance, that got Pinochet, and find that subject to travel abroad, they may be on an arrest warrant? Is that a possibility? The United States, still very dangerous actor in the world with all its weapons, but it's losing its hegemony, it's losing its integrity, its credibility, and neither Republican or Democrat seems to make a difference on this issue. They're all the same.
Spain has actually started proceedings against, I want to say, 5 or 6. I don't know the right terminology. I don't think they've actually been indicted, but they are being investigated.
Would it be the lawyers? Would it be Eric Holder? Would it be...
These are all Bush administration people.
Rumsfeld-Cheney.
And also, interesting enough, Judge Bybee, who is the appellate court judge, does not feel free to leave the United States. I think that's great. It's only a step. I have my list. No one pays much attention to my list. But, I mean, I think the same would be true for...
the slow workings of the international judicial process, which finally caught up to Pinochet many years later
Right.
In the back of their minds. You know, what's his name, who advised Nixon, the war...
Kissinger.
Doesn't feel free to travel.
Right.
Did you want to say something else, Kim?
No.
You know, I remember that there was a plan to shut down Guantanamo. So what happened to that plan? And the second part, in your experience, could all of the people that you sort of are aware of could be tried in civilian courts in the U.S.?
I'll answer the second one. My client could never be tried in civilian court because there's no evidence against him to bring to a court.
I guess I mean, like, would you recommend...
They would have to drop the case if he was... That's why they won't do it, because indefinite detention, they don't have to show any real evidence.
I'm sorry, what was the first part?
Whatever happened to closing Guantanamo?
Yeah, what happened to that?
Oh, yes, yeah. Well, you know, I blame a lot of it on the Obama administration, but our Congress is quite to blame, too, since they passed a law taking away funding for the closing of Guantanamo. In fact, when my client left for Georgia, they don't have enough money for the planes to leave with these men. They don't have the funding for that. They had my client and two others going to Georgia. On their way back, they were stopping in Switzerland to drop off two other guys, and then they were stopping at a third country to drop off somebody else. I mean, it's crazy. So, I mean, our Congress is, you know, really pulling the purse strings, and Obama hasn't had the balls to call them on it and, you know, make the to-do. It was wonderful the day after Inauguration Day when he made this announcement. But he kind of then just dropped it and left it in incapable hands.
Yeah,